Okay, so you're interested in oil and gas investing, but this whole ESG thing has got you kind of scratching your head, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic these
We
days.
did a deep dive into all those sources you sent over.
Right.
And, well, let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting landscape out there.
It is.
So today we're going to unpack how these environmental, social, and governance factors are, they're really shaking things up in the oil and gas world,
Absolute.
especially for investors like you listening in.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating is that ESG goes way beyond just, looking at a company's, bottom line, their financials.
Right.
It's about really understanding their impact on the world around them. Everything from the environment to the communities where they're actually operating.
It's not just about profits anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
So first things first,
Right.
ESG, this is more than just a buzzword, right?
Definitely.
How is it actually like changing how investment decisions are being made in oil and gas?
Well, it's having a very real impact. For example, you'll see investors now comparing the carbon intensity of different oil producers.
Okay.
So, those with lower emissions per barrel, they're becoming a lot more attractive,
Interesting.
even if their oil production is, maybe a bit smaller. It's a shift in thinking, really.
It's like if you're thinking long term, right?
Yeah,
You want
yeah.
to put your money on the companies that are at least, making an effort to minimize that environmental impact.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the idea.
Makes sense.
And some investors are going even further,
Oh,
They're
yeah.
looking at a company's entire portfolio.
Oh, wow.
So let's say a company is producing oil, but they're also investing heavily in renewable energy.
Okay.
That diversification makes them more appealing from an ESG perspective.
So it's not just about being green, it's about how they're preparing for a future
Right.
that might be less reliant on oil.
Exactly.
Speaking of green,
Yeah.
let's dive into the E,
Okay.
the environmental aspect. We all know there are concerns about climate change,
Of course.
but what are investors specifically looking at
Yeah.
when it comes to these oil and gas companies?
So they're scrutinizing everything
Yeah.
from carbon footprints,
Right.
emissions reduction targets,
Okay.
to how companies are transitioning to cleaner energy sources. One of your sources mentioned a company that's actually piloting a carbon capture technology
Oh, wow.
at one of their drilling sites,
Really?
which is pretty incredible.
Wow.
That's the kind of concrete action that gets investors' attention.
It sounds like companies can't just talk the talk anymore.
No, they
We've got
can.
to walk the walk.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And it's not just about reducing those emissions either.
Right.
Investors are also concerned about things like water usage, waste management,
Okay.
and the impact of oil and gas operations on biodiversity.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
But ESG isn't just about the environment, is it?
It's
You've
not.
got the social aspects too,
Right.
which can be really complex in oil and gas.
Very much so.
Now, didn't one of our sources mention a case where a company's relationship with an indigenous community
Yes.
actually impacted its investment potential?
There was a really compelling case study
Yeah.
about an oil company that failed to adequately consult with an indigenous community
Oh, wow.
before starting this new pipeline project.
Okay.
And the resulting protests and legal challenges caused significant delays and reputational damage, which really made investors wary.
So a company's social responsibility
Yeah.
or lack thereof
Right.
can have real financial consequences.
Precisely. And
Wow.
it's not just about avoiding negative press either.
Right.
Investors are actively looking for companies that prioritize community engagement,
Okay.
create jobs, invest in local development, and have good labor practices.
Really contributing in a positive way.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered the E,
Right.
we've covered the S. What about the G, governance?
Right.
Why is strong corporate governance so crucial in the oil and gas sector?
Well, governance is all about transparency,
Okay.
accountability, and ethical leadership. So investors are looking for companies with diverse and independent boards,
Right.
strong anti-corruption
Ah.
measures, and clear risk management strategies.
It's like you're entrusting your money to these companies. You want to make sure they're being run responsibly.
Absolutely.
It's like checking the foundation of a house before you buy it,
It's
right?
a great
You want to
analogy.
make sure it's solid.
Yes.
So we've got these growing ESG
I
expectations,
do.
but I imagine it's got to be a challenge for oil and gas companies to adapt,
Yeah.
right? I mean, they're in the business of oil and gas.
Yeah. It's definitely a complex landscape,
Right?
balancing profitability with sustainability goals.
Yeah.
That's a real challenge.
Yeah.
Some companies are doing better than others, of course.
Yeah.
There's also the argument that divesting from oil and gas altogether might be more effective than trying to make the industry ESG compliant.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
No, it's not.
Some investors are pushing for change within the industry,
right,
while others are choosing to just walk away entirely.
Yeah.
But for those companies that are willing to embrace these ESG principles,
yeah,
are there opportunities there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Companies that proactively integrate ESG considerations can attract responsible investors, enhance their brand reputation, and potentially gain a competitive advantage.
In a world that's becoming more sustainability focused.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They might even find it easier to secure financing or partnerships.
Okay.
As lenders and other businesses prioritize ESG performance.
So to wrap things up, it seems clear that ESG isn't just a passing trend.
No, it's not.
It's fundamentally changing how investors are evaluating oil and gas companies.
Yeah, absolutely. And knowing what we've discussed today, how do you think ESG considerations will shape the future of this industry? And what role might individual investors like yourself play in this transformation? It's a lot to think about, and there are no easy answers, but hopefully this deep dive has given you some food for thought.
It really has. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.